Vermont's dairy industry has been particularly hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, and a sudden drop in milk prices due to COVID-19 has forced some farmers to scale back operations or close down altogether. It's also meant a loss of jobs, income, and even housing for the immigrant workers that keep Vermont's dairy farms running. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they've been excluded from the state and federal aid programs created to help struggling workers.
It's a little before 6 in the evening at a dairy farm in central Vermont. But before Uriel can begin his 12-hour night shift in the milking parlor, he needs to make a stop at an old wooden shed that now serves as a makeshift temperature check station.
So this is, you come in here before every shift to get the temperature check?
Uriel is among the estimated 1,000 to 1,500 immigrant farm workers on the front lines of Vermont's dairy industry, and so far at least, his job's been secure. But during a conversation inside the tiny cedar-shingled cottage he shares with a roommate, Uriel says other immigrant workers in the state haven't been so lucky.
Yeah, I've heard from my cousins and my friends. In fact, a cousin called me and asked if there was any work here because the farm he was on had closed down because they were dumping milk and the owner had decided he didn't want to keep farming.
More than 90,000 Vermonters have filed for unemployment since COVID-19 arrived in the state, and the state and federal government have taken extraordinary measures to replace their lost incomes. But workers like Uriel, because of their citizenship status, aren't eligible for the stimulus checks, unemployment payments, or pandemic unemployment assistance that have helped other newly jobless Vermonters stay afloat.
And we've seen they've created a fund for the community, but unfortunately we've been excluded from that fund. And one of the things we're doing in our organization is fighting for that aid to come to us, too.
That organization Uriel's referring to is called Migrant Justice. Will Lambeck is a spokesperson for the group.
Workers who the country is admitting are necessary to keep our food chains going, to make sure that we have stock shelves in the supermarket, are being left out of government responses to this crisis.
According to the Agency of Agriculture, 7 Vermont dairy farms have ceased operations since March, and the agency knows of 5 migrant workers that have been displaced as a result. Migrant Justice is asking lawmakers and the Scott administration to cut $1,200 stimulus checks not only to immigrant farm workers, but any Vermonter who's been excluded from the program by virtue of citizenship status. That includes U.S. citizens who are married to or children of non-U.S. citizens. Lambeck says it's a matter of fairness.
And also issue a clear statement of values that as our state responds to this unprecedented crisis, our response will include everyone.
Some lawmakers say they want to ensure that it does. Addison County Senator Ruth Hardy says the Senate Agriculture Committee is trying to figure out a way to get $500 payments to every migrant farm worker in Vermont. It's not the $1,200 Migrant Justice is calling for, and it would only help farm workers, not the other Vermonters whose citizenship status has impeded their access to government aid. Hardy, though, says a projected shortfall in next year's general fund means resources are already stretched thin.
I feel like it's at least, you know, a bit of a recognition, a bit of a sort of thank you for your work, and hopefully helps these farm workers to make ends meet and also support their own families, whether their families are here in Vermont or in their home countries.
Federal regulations prohibit the state from using coronavirus relief funds to provide direct support to non-citizens. Last month, California became the first state to create an aid program for immigrant workers. They use nonprofits as fiscal intermediaries to funnel the money to workers. Hardy says her committee is considering a similar approach.
So we're trying to be creative in how we can provide relief, provide some kind of benefit to these farm workers. And so we're still working out the details.
Governor Phil Scott recently unveiled a $40 million aid package for struggling farms. It does not include any money for farm workers whose incomes have been affected by the downturn in the industry. Scott hasn't taken a position on the Senate legislation. At least one of his cabinet members, however, will be advocating on behalf of immigrant workers. Susanna Davis is Scott's director of racial equity.
Speaking only for myself as a person whose focus is racial equity, I think that a fund like that is really the least that we can do for a population that's so incredibly vulnerable and that is a part of our communities. It's up to the state to prove it when we say that these folks are, quote, essential.
Hola.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey.
Very nice.
Dice bonita tu casa.
Thank you.
And you're Marisa?
I'm Marita. Yeah.
Marita.
How are you doing?
Good to meet you, Olga.
Olga has been working and living on a dairy farm in the northern third of the state for the past 2 years. She says she's been fortunate to keep her job as a milker here, but she says friends at other farms are hurting.
Pues,
Some are leaving the state, which is problematic. Others are waiting to see if something is going to change, if they can find another job, just waiting to see if people are going to get any benefits or anything.
Olga says many immigrant farm workers are making new lives in Vermont and that they serve important roles in an important industry. They may not be U.S. citizens, Olga says, but they are Vermonters.
More than anything else, they need to recognize that we immigrants are a really important part of this country. I don't say this to offend anybody, but we're continuing to work in spite of everything that's happening. So what the government needs to do is to include us. If, for example, they create a benefit for people who are from here, Americans, they should include us too.
Lawmakers and the governor will decide in the coming weeks what kind of consideration workers like Olga and Uriel deserve. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.